News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Still searching for victims in parts of Arkansas rocked by deadly twisters yesterday.
My ears are popping.
This is police scanner video.
All right, we're in it right now. We're in the tornado. All right, we're pulling over.
The death toll is at least 14, and it may go higher. A death was also confirmed in Oklahoma from earlier twisters there. President Obama, wrapping up his Asia trip, says that there will be aid available to those who are waiting to rebuild.
I want everyone affected by this tragedy to know that FEMA and the federal government is on the ground and will help our fellow Americans in need, working with state and local officials. And I want everybody to know that your country will be there to help you recover and rebuild as long as it takes.
Now, the president is wrapping up his four-nation Asian tour. He also said during a wrap-up news conference that more sanctions are considered against Russia. And as for China, the U.S. will have a larger military footprint in the Philippines, which could be a counterweight to China's growing assertions of military strength. Let's get more on that from Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
President Obama in talks here with Philippines President Benigno Aquino on a day the U.S. agreed to step up security cooperation. U.S. troops will get greater access to Philippines bases and permission to pre-position warships and military aircraft here. That agreement signed by the U.S. ambassador, who said it'll promote peace in the region. There's no word on the number of troops involved or how far it commits the U.S. to defending the Philippines. At the Presidential Palace in Manila, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The Warsaw Board of Education awarded a $1 million no-bid contract last summer to maintain all of the printers and copiers in the school district. The Warsaw Daily Herald reports the contract went to E.O. Johnson. Other companies say they never had a chance to bid or win the school district's business. School officials say the contract is saving them about $500,000 by having one company handle all of the printing, copying, and maintenance work. There are other companies, though, like Hatley Office Products and Office Enterprises, Inc., who say they would have liked the opportunity to submit competitive bids. The Warsaw Curling Club has attracted a big national tournament to their one-year-old facility. Cal Talish says they'll have more details in the fall, but they are the winning bidder for the nation's largest wheelchair curling tournament.
Because of the facility, we've been awarded the national wheelchair curling trials. Those people who participate in the Paralympics, they have a national championship and a world championship, and those are folks who curl in wheelchairs.
Tillish says there are several local wheelchair curlers, and they will have an ongoing annual statewide event that will also be in Warsaw. Road construction scheduled to begin today, phase one of the Grand Avenue reconstruction between Kent and Division Street. Grand Avenue is going to stay open, but there will be fewer lanes and they'll be narrow, so you should expect traffic backups. The first phase of this project will run through June. It'll replace the pavement, and then the center median will be upgraded, plus new lighting and new bicycle lanes. That work will be done later in the summer. New York Congressman Michael Grimm is expected to surrender to federal authorities today. His lawyer says prosecutors are going to file criminal charges against the Staten Island congressman related to a private business deal that took place before he was elected to Congress. The NBA is looking into the racial remarks made by L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling after fully investigating a recording released by TMZ that's said to be of Sterling making racist remarks. It's possible the league could hand down sanctions as early as today. TMZ's reporting is between Sterling and his girlfriend arguing about her relationships with African Americans. Sterling criticizes her for associating with black people, and specifically Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. He adds that he doesn't want her bringing people like Johnson to his team's basketball games. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Some damp conditions to start out the work week, rather windy as well. Look for showers off and on today, a high of 44. For tonight, breezy with light rain, a low down to 37. On Tuesday, cloudy with periods of rain, could be a little heavier rainfall out there, maybe over a half inch in some spots, high 46. Wednesday, cloudy with showers likely, a bit warmer, high 50. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
You can track the rain showers around the region with our interactive zoom-in radar at WSAU.com. You can zoom right into street level of your neighborhood. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.